me bid you welcome this morning and express my appreciation for your being here. Yeah, we say it so often, but we say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. So thank you very much for your desire to be with us for a time of not only friendship and fellowship, but a time of worship together. There is an outline in the bulletin this morning. You're very welcome to follow along. Going to be doing some singing also in our sermon time this morning, so you may want to have a Bible in one hand and a song book in the other. We kind of go through the outline, and I'm looking at my preacher clock, and I know I'm not going to tell you everything that I've prepared or sing every song that I have listed, but let's kind of take notes, and you can follow the flow of the lesson. The phrase or the title comes from a scripture that was read to us this morning, and it comes in the form of a question, or a statement rather, that the psalmist asked, or stated. He says in verse 4, "Refuge failed me. No one cares for my soul." So let's answer that question from scripture and from the singing of our songs. Like David, there are times when we feel that no one knows the struggles we're in. We sometimes feel nobody knows the temptations that are in my life. We sometimes feel I don't have any place to turn. Someone may feel that they have no one to call upon, that no one cares for my soul. So our lesson this morning will not only read from God's Word to find strength and encouragement and to look at this statement, but also we'll look at the songs that we sing. You can see I have listed at least five areas or people or concerns that others have for our soul. And you and I need to note that and be impressed with the fact that others care for us. So I noted, number one, that God cares for our soul. Second, that Jesus cares. Number three, the Spirit cares. Number four, angels care. So even in the first four, we see there's a heavenly care and concern for your soul and mine. But then also number five, brethren care for your soul. But then we note number six, it makes it very personal. And I want you to think concerning yourself. You need to care for your soul. I need to care for my soul. And that's where our lesson is today. So number one is looking at God cares for our soul. Before creation, God had care for us. The Bible describes it in several places, but one that I've noted in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us." Think he doesn't care? Oh, yes, he cares. "He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. According as he has chosen us in him," meaning Jesus, "before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." God not only planned and had pre-thought or forethought in caring and loving us, he demonstrated it. He didn't just give us a shout out and say, "I love and I care for you." The familiar verse of John 3:16, "God so loved the world," that's us, a world of people. "God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, 161. We'll just sing the first two stanzas. Everything in your struggles and troubles of life that God does not care, just that we listen to words of Scripture, listen to words of the songs that we sing. 461.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings above abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Thank you.
Spirit cares for your soul. In Ephesians 1, beginning of verse 13, I'm just going to cover one area of the Spirit's care or love or concern for our soul. The Bible is abundant with blessings that God's Spirit gives us. I'm going to key on this one area in our lesson. In Ephesians 1, verse 13. In Him, as the Bible says, meaning in Jesus, you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom, meaning Jesus, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Who, meaning that Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory.
Amen.
There's a special connection of God's care and Jesus' care for us that involves that Holy Spirit of God. There's care and concern. The one purpose that the Spirit has was in delivering God's message of salvation to the apostles. In John 16, verse 8, Jesus said that when he was going, he's going to have to go away, but he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Says when he, meaning God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he'll not speak of his own authority. Not do that. No. But what he hears, he will speak. He will tell you things to come. And then Paul told Timothy, all scripture, all of God's word is given by inspiration and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, that's us, might be complete, truly furnished unto every good work. One purpose or one work of that Spirit was to deliver God's message of salvation, and that he would be given to you and to me as a seal, a pledge, an earnest, a down payment that what God has said will come true. And there's a psalm that we sing, and I'm not going to have, we don't have time to sing this one necessarily. It's hymn number 443. I just want to read the words with you. The song is titled The Precious Book Divine. It says, how precious is the book divine, by inspiration given. Bright as a lamp, its precepts shine to guide my soul to heaven. The second stanza. It sweetly cheers my drooping heart in this dark veil of tears. Ever feel like no one cares? God's Spirit cares. Light to my life it still imparts and quells my rising fears. Third stanza. This lamp through all the tedious night of life shall guide my way till I behold the clearer light of an eternal day. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet, a light to my way, to guide me safely home. Number four in your notes, I put the angels also care. Angels care. In Luke 15, verse 10, he said, I say to you, there's joy in the presence of angels, the angels of God, over one sinner who repents. There's a heavenly host that have care and concern for you and for me. And they made provisions for our salvation because we could not provide it for ourselves. So they provided something that we needed. And we need those precious promises of God. And so they cared so much to do these things that we've just listed. Number five. 711. We'll sing this one together. 711. So not only do the scriptures reveal that we have care for one another, but the song that we sing.
Care for your soul, you'll have to do it now while you're living.
while you're alive. There's a song that we sing that's kind of self-evaluation or reflective. I'm going to sing this song. Number 926. Then we'll have the invitation. We'll still have an invitation song then.
Oh.
But 926. So just as we listen to the words of Scripture, listen to the words of the song that we sing.
Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall.
Except you repent, you perish. So you begin to see a plan developing, or a pattern, or a formula, or ingredients. Hear the word of God, believe it, and repent. Turn your life around. Number four, you'll want to confess your faith that Jesus is God's Son. That's what the Ethiopian did when Philip preached unto him Jesus in Acts chapter 8. And during Philip's preaching concerning Jesus, he says, here's water, what hinders me from being, number five, baptized. Philip mentioned to the Ethiopian, if you believe, you may. And the Ethiopian said, well, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They stopped the chariot, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the Ethiopian, and Philip baptized them. They come up out of the water, and the Ethiopian goes on his way rejoicing. Rejoicing. Because someone cared for his soul. Someone cared. So that's the invitation we extend. You're subject to it. You've not been baptized.